every day there is a progression in drugs, because the devil wants to progress in seizing your personality from you. The enemy takes people on a journey from one stage to another, from one stage to another, until you get there. It's called aspiration. Aspiration is that when you are in something, there is always a desire to grow in the thing that you are. The enemy will always make you aspire so that he can be able to destroy you. So one of the things that the enemy does is that he moves into you gradually and wants to change the way you reason. The moment the enemy is able to change your reasoning, he's done with you. Everything that the enemy makes you to be addicted to, the real intention of the enemy is to take away your reasoning. All of the things that the enemy uses for addiction is to control your mind. Depression was supposed to make you think well. If you have bad results and you are depressed for the fact that you have bad results and you get back to your houses, you are supposed to reason well. What did I not do well? What should I do to make myself better? But now, one of the things that the enemy does to you is that the enemy wants to arrest your reasoning so that you can't reason well. Satan wants to use you to increase in their kingdom. Who is the devil going to use to do this move? People that were supposed to be the city of God. Many of you, God builds you and raised you for you to be a judgment to others. What does it mean for somebody to become a judgment to others? When you walk, people now have to see the way you walk and walk like you walk. The real intention of the enemy is to arrest the way you think. What does the devil want from you? He wants you to get away from the presence of God a little bit so he can catch you. The devil is not targeting your house. If he targets your house, it's to get you. The devil is not targeting your car. If he targets your car, it's to get you. You are the real target of the devil. The whole target of the devil in this world is you. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, said the Lord. And he says, though your sins be as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they shall be as wool. And the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Come now, let us reason together, said the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though ye be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing to come and reason with me, and you're obedient with what we are going to discuss, you shall eat the good of the land. If you refuse, you shall be devoured. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And in verse 21, God started explaining, how can a faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. Many of us, when we were born, we were faithful cities. When the Bible said that one man was called a legion and about 6,000 demons were living inside of one person, automatically God was describing a town. in just one person. So for everybody, God sees you as a city. Am I talking to somebody? God sees you as a city. And God was talking to Abraham. He said to Abraham, I will get out many nations from you. Many nations are going to come out of you. You are not just a nation, but you are going to be a nation that is producing nations. So it's very important that you understand that God does not see me as a person. He sees me as a nation. So God is saying in this place, how can a faithful city become an harlot? So when God is trying to raise you up, one of the things that the enemy does is that it pollutes you, because he knows that the city that God is about to raise out of you is going to be a city of refuge for very many people. So what the devil does is that he tries as much as he can to pollute you, so that you will not be who God wants you to be. So the Bible said in that 21, how can a faithful city become an harlot? It was full of judgment. Righteousness used to lodge in it. But now, the faithful city has become a murderer. So, many of you, God belts you and raised you for you to be a judgment to others. What does it mean for somebody to become a judgment to others? When you walk, people now have to see the way you walk and walk like you walk. You understand? See the way you do things and use it to judge themselves. Have you been so dirty in school before and they call another classmate of yours and they said, are you as clean as this person? So the person becomes a judgment to you. Am I talking to somebody? So God created us as faithful cities to use us for a judgment for other people. When I mean judgment now, not really what you know about judgment. What I mean by judgment now is that other people uses you to do a check on themselves. They uses you to do a check on themselves. You get what I'm saying? They uses you to behave well. You understand? So you become a standard. Yeah. So I think that's the word there. So the Bible says, you that used to be a standard for somebody, how come you have become an harlot? How have you become an harlot? He said, you that used to be a standard, you that righteousness used to live in you, but now you become murderers. You become murderers. One of the things that drug does, not just drug, but everything that the enemy makes you to be addicted to, the real intention of the enemy is to take away your reasoning. I need you to write that down. The real intention of the enemy is to arrest the way you think. The devil is not happy with how you are reasonable. The enemy is not excited that you are reasonable, that you can sit down, you can think, you can be able to bring a good reasoning for yourself. Now, depression was supposed to make you think well. Do you understand? Depression was supposed to make you think well. If you have bad results and you are depressed for the fact that you have bad results and you get back to your houses, you are supposed to reason well. What did I not do well? What should I do to make myself better? But now, one of the things that the enemy does to you is that the enemy wants to arrest your reasoning so that you can't reason well. That is why when God is talking about salvation in this Isaiah chapter 1, one of the things he's saying in salvation is, one, we need to even reason together first. I need your brain back. That's what God is saying. I need your mind back. Your mind is not at home. One of the things that the enemy has done by introducing drugs is to use it to arrest your mind. If your mind is arrested, you can't even think well. You can't even reason well. You can't even know what should I do. All of the things that the enemy uses for addiction is to control your mind. From even alcohol, taking of alcohol, when the moment you drink and you are drunk, you are no more in control of yourself. Yourself is now in the hands of the devil till you're back. You are not conscious of yourself. You don't understand what is going on with you. Addictions of the enemy is always to control your mind. So God made a man who was created to be a great city. Many of you don't know the greatness that is inside of you. You don't know the anointing of God that is inside of you. You don't know the blessings of the Lord that is inside of you. You don't know how loaded God has made you to be. So one of the things that the enemy does is that he moves into you gradually and wants to change the way you reason. The moment the enemy is able to change your reasoning, he's done with you. So God is calling us today. And one of the things he's saying is that I want us to reason together. He said, come, let's reason together. What does it mean to reason together? It means bring your brain. Let's talk. Bring your brain. I want you to think on my direction. This is what God is saying. I want you to think on my direction. Don't think of your happiness. Think of the happiness I give to you. The happiness I give to you. People say, oh, if I don't smoke, I don't eat. When you were a baby, how did you used to eat? How does your mother eat at home? How does your mother eat? How does your father eat? They don't smoke. They eat. The enemy is trying to introduce you to something that is going to take away your reasoning. One of the greatest things that we have is what we call the willpower. The willpower is one of your greatest blessings. It is even given to you by God. And it has even been abused by men. God gives you your will. Gives you your will is that it gives you your ability to make choice. When you read the book of Deuteronomy, the Bible says that I give to you life and death. Choose life and live. So God gives you ability to make choices. Ability to make choices. Now, the devil knows that you can make a right choice. You can make a right choice. So one of the things that the devil wants to do is that he wants to seize that very will, the ability to make choices, your ability to reason well. He wants to take it away from you. He wants to take it away from you. So every day, there is a progression in drugs because the devil wants to progress in seizing your personality from you. In Sierra Leone now, since 2021, 2022, 2023, everybody smoked all the things and so on. And the devil was now thinking of, what else should I do to take away their reasoning? I don't want this person to become something in life. I don't want him to become who God wants him to be. But he may be if he's still reasoning well. Now, if you're reasoning well, God can even talk to you. Can you imagine that Isaiah chapter 1? For God to talk to somebody, God said, I want you on your right senses first. That's come, let's reason together. I want you on your right senses first before we can talk. So, after they've smoked everything and so on, some people went into the lab and manufactured a new drug called Kush. A new drug called Kush. Pay attention. In 3 good years, more than thousands of people in Sierra Leone are already in captivity with these drugs. 3 good years. Kush. More dangerous than everything that you can ever think of. It turns people to zombies. What's another name for zombie? Yes. It makes you to become vegetable. It makes you not to reason well. No. This one does to reason well again. It turns you into a vegetable. You are no longer a fit human being anymore. It's called Kush. When the man was doing his research, they now ask, what do they use in doing the Kush that they smoke? This is the one that is going to shock you more. They discover that what they use in doing Kush is that they use bones of the dead people. They use bones of the dead people. Kolos, they use skulls of dead people. So you are not just smoking, you are doing incantation. So now, you are invoking the spirit of the dead to now possess you to do whatever thing you want to do. It became so bad. In 3 years, cultism started coming up because of this Kush. Cultism started coming up because of Kush. One of the cult groups that came out, they called themselves the Friends of the Dead. Do you know why they called themselves the Friends of the Dead? They discovered that they couldn't get enough Kush. The thousands of young people that are now smoking Kush in Sierra Leone become too much that there's no much enough bones to grind and turn it to Kush for them to smoke. So some people form a cult and said, we will be entering cemetery to empty cemetery and remove corpse so that we can bring bones for it to be granted. Currently now, as I'm talking to you now. The man who made a commentary went into the cemetery and met the man who was taking charge of the cemetery. The man took him and said, all these tombs that you see here, no corpse is left in any of them. The enemy has empowered the boys. He said, these boys sleep on the cemetery. In case they will bring somebody to come and bury, they ransack this thing, carry the human being, and get bones for something to smoke. The man was saying, these guys, they don't have any property in life. All that they hustle for is just to smoke. Their money goes for smoking. Everything they hustle for is just to smoke. Because now, it's not just something they are doing physically now. It's now a spiritual thing. And so how many bones you have smoked, the spirits of the dead have to possess you enough to keep smoking. He was showing them on camera. I said, this is a cemetery. There's no human being anymore. This is a cemetery. No human beings anymore. And he showed one. He said, this one, you can see, they just broke this one. They have zoomed out the body. Just in search of what is smoke. The devil is at work. Have you seen how people could be so curious just to have something to smoke? They are sleeping in tombs. Dead corpse used to be something everybody used to be threatened about. But the enemy has increased the appetites of human lust until dead corpse is not dead corpse anymore. One man was saying that if Kush continues for 10 years, human race will be wiped off. Do you know why? In just 3 years, cemetery is empty. When they are done with the cemetery, they will be looking for real human beings to kill them and get their bones just to smoke. The enemy is wild. Satan is destructive. Satan wants to use you to increase in their kingdom. Don't say, well, I'm just smoking something, I'm not going there. I've told you, it's progressive. The enemy takes people on a journey from one stage to another, from one stage to another, until you get there. It's called aspiration. Aspiration is that when you are in something, there is always a desire to grow in the thing that you are. You want to leave primary school, you want to get into secondary school, you always want to move like that to the university. It's called aspiration. The enemy will always make you aspire so that he can be able to destroy you. So the man was saying that the invention of this sin has not only affected the living, even their dead people are not scot-free. Satan has done something that even people that died 20 years ago are not free from the move of the devil. Who is the devil going to use to do this move? People that were supposed to be the city of God. That place is calling them faithful city. People that were once faithful. Sons of the pastor. Children of God. I remember when our pastor, Pastor Nevon, was kidnapped. When I was talking to the man, I said to the man, do you know that the person that you kidnapped is a pastor? The man told me, my father is a pastor. I'm a son of a pastor. So what is the devil doing? The devil is changing faithful city. Good city. City God wanted to stay in. He wants to turn them into something else. See, this is what the devil is doing. The enemy is very much alive and very much around. One step away from the presence of God, you will not realize who you are going to become. If you know how much the devil wants to get you. Imagine we are telling people, you can win souls. You can preach the gospel. If you don't want to preach the gospel and the devil catches you, you will see yourself being so used by the devil. Imagine being somebody that is digging the graves to remove bones just for people to have what to smoke. And the thing does not work in other bones. It needs human bones. The enemy is cruel. This is the end time. The enemy is cruel. The enemy is wild. He wants to devour you. That's why that place says that if you do not obey me, this is what God says, you will be devoured. The Bible said that the enemy is running around like roaring lion looking for who to devour. He's running around like a wounded lion. He's like a lion that is wounded and he's running around for revenge. The enemy. The whole target of the devil in this war is you. The whole target. All the targets of the devil. All. The devil is not targeting your house. If he targets your house, it's to get you. The devil is not targeting your car. If he targets your car, it's to get you. You are the real target of the devil. What does the devil want from you? He wants you to get away from the presence of God a little bit so he can catch you. So the place says, come, let's reason together. I want you to bow your heads, everybody. Jesus said, come. Come, let's reason together. I want to reason with you. Jesus said, I want to reason with you. Is this how I created you to be? It is in the time of great reasoning that you get to understand some things. Jesus is saying, come, let's talk. Is this what I wanted you to be? I made you in my image. Are you really my image that I created you to be? In the commentary, they were showing these boys. There were very many. They were telling them that these boys sell trash. They look for anything to sell just to have something to smoke. The enemy can manipulate your appetite and make you look for everything in this life just to sell and just to fulfill an appetite. If you listen to my message, the demon's appetite. The enemy wants to take away your reasoning. He wants to take away your consciousness. He wants to take away your brain, your ability to think well. It is in your mind that God sits on and talks to you. When people say they have been spoken to by God, it is God visiting your reasoning and talking to you through your reasoning. But what happens when the devil has seized it? What happens when the devil has seized it? What happens when the enemy has gotten a hold of it? It starts like it's not going to be something that is going to be addictive. It starts like it's something that you're using to find happiness. It starts like it's something that you use to become focused until addiction is called the chains of the devil. Until the enemy put a chain in your hands and until you do it, you don't find sleep. You don't find rest until you do it. So now you are addicted. The enemy has put chains in your hands and has compelled you to obey. So whenever the devil calls, you have to obey. Now, who are the ones smoking kush? The people who thought they were not going to be doing something that is addictive. The enemy has dragged them up to the point that they can't help. They have to answer the new call of darkness. I don't know where you are, but right now, I want us to pray for our generation. The guy who did the commentary ended by saying, we need to pray for our generation. If it continues, we are not saved. So wherever you are, I want you to pray and say, God, help me from the chains of darkness. Help me from addiction. Yours may not be that bad, but there's a chain the enemy wants to use and chain you. God, deliver me from the chains of darkness.
With your hands lifted up right now, tell Jesus we need your help. Jesus, we need your help. I want to hear you pray. From the crowd, I want to hear you pray. I'm not hearing prayers from there, from the crowd.
Jesus, we need your help. I'm not hearing your voice from the back. Lord, we are crying for your help. Can I hear your voice? We are crying for your mercy. Lord, save my generation and save me. Who's not praying yet? We need you now. My generation needs you now. Some people are not praying. Some don't understand what I'm saying. Our generation needs you now. The devil. God is restoring back to you. your senses.
Amen.
Addiction is the chain of the enemy. When the enemy puts the chain in your hands, he drags you to anywhere he wants to drag you to. You do the things you hate and you still can't stop because now you're under chains. But one of the things that God does, or Jesus does, is that he delivers. Deliverance means that he breaks the chain. If you've never been addicted before, you won't understand what I'm saying. Jesus has the capacity to break the chains of your addiction. If your hands are lifted up, we are praying together right now. Lord, break every chain of addiction in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We break it in our generation.
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 Amen.
See, you can't be a child of God, but the devil's chain is on your neck. If you're addicted to drinking, that's the chain of the enemy on your neck. If you're addicted to pornography, that's also the chain of the devil. The enemy uses this chain. The moment the chain is on you, he can drag you anywhere. There's nothing you can't do. If you're smoking now, there's nothing you can't do. It's just a dragging process of the enemy. He'll keep dragging you and dragging you. The enemy is fighting you because there's a personality inside of you that has not yet come out. So before it comes out, the enemy wants to even destroy it. One of my prayers for you is that God will open your eyes for you to know how great is the glory of God in your life. How beautiful the choice of saving you is to God. And if your hand is lifted up right now, chains of addiction. I've seen people that were smoking all their lives, but today they are transformed, they are changed. Many people around us that were smoking, today they are no longer smoking again. The chain of addiction in your life is broken now.
Amen.
I've seen people that they were addicted to pornography, today they are no more. I've seen people that were addicted to masturbation, today it's no longer a problem. Every chain of darkness in your life, I decree in the name of Jesus, it's broken in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We do a little prayer again. Take the hands of your neighbor. You'll be praying for your neighbor right now. Have you seen somebody who's so addicted? And you are like, what should we do to help this person out? So forget about the person that is addicted that you've been thinking, what do we do to help the person out? And start praying for the person that you're holding now so that he won't be addicted like the ones that you have known. Because all the people that you know today that are addicted, there were times they were not smoking. There were times they were not into drugs. There were times they were feeling fine. One of these days, I'll show you a picture of places in America where drug addicts live. You will see people who are addicted to drugs. That place is like people are zombies there. You see somebody like this, his head is on the ground, his leg is up. You just see people, different. That's how they are. The enemy has destroyed their lives. That's how. Years after years, that's how they are. Not what they feel when they smoke, but how their life is. I've seen people that are drug addicts that their life is not normal until they take drugs. The enemy. There's a treasure inside of you that the enemy wants to pollute. There is something that the enemy wants to destroy inside of you. If he's able to take away your reasoning, you can never be who God wants you to be. I want to pray for somebody right now. As you are praying for your neighbor right now, I'm praying for you. In just a few minutes, I want you to say, Lord, I lose my neighbor from the addiction of the enemy right now. That's your prayer. I lose my neighbor from the addiction of the enemy.
Lord Jesus,
I don't care what you smoke. I don't care what you're addicted to. I don't care what you do. I lose you right now from the addiction of the enemy. If the Lord can,
you are free from addiction. You are free from
Jesus.
You are free from
can deliver our sister and our brother. He can do it for you. I lose you from the addiction.
Right now I lose you.
Pray for your brother. I'm not hearing your voice. You're not praying for your neighbor. You have 2 more minutes to do the prayer. 2 minutes more. Say, Lord, I lose my brother. Lord, I lose my sister. Lord, I lose my brother. My sister is free. My brother is free. I lose you from the chain. I lose you from the chain. You're losing your appetite. You're losing your appetite. One more minute left. Call on heaven to deliver your brother. Call on heaven to deliver your sister.
Drag you and kill you.
We break the chain in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
See, I know a name that can change somebody. I know a name that can change somebody. The name is Jesus. See, I don't care how addicted you be. See, I've seen people that are addicted. I've seen people that were addicted. But I know a name. At the mention of this name, knees bow. These things are demonic. The demons want to destroy your life. As we mention the name of Jesus, they are going to bow. Prostitution is a demon. Lesbianism is a demon. Lesbianism is that you have a demon inside of you. So now it doesn't matter whether you're a girl. If the demon is a masculine demon, it makes you behave like a man. There is nothing that cannot bow to the name of Jesus. If your hands are lifted up right now, we are going to scream Jesus for just 3 times. I don't care how long it's been. If you can stand, I want you to stand. If you can stand, I want you to stand. Are you going to shout for three times? Some people right now, as we are shouting right now, Jesus has just talked to me. As we're shouting right now, somebody somewhere that is not here is going to be delivered right now. As we shout.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Most of you, maybe your father, maybe your mother, maybe your brother, maybe your sister, maybe anybody, somebody's going to be delivered right now.
Amen. Amen.
Some people are receiving the anointing to be delivering people.
Amen.
So make sure your hands are set up. Your hands must be lifted up. We are screaming Jesus for three good times. And Lord, every knee must bow. When I shout one, you shout Jesus. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready for it. It's gonna be broken. Yeah, this one is gonna be broken. Yeah, this one is gonna be broken. Number one, Jesus. We are starting afresh. Something is happening. We are starting afresh. Number one. Yeah. Lift up your hands. The addiction is broken.
Amen.
Are your hands lifted up? Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Hey, Ababa Kanda. If Jesus can deliver you, who will deliver you?
The power of addiction is broken.
If Jesus cannot help you, who will help you? Lift up your hands. I need absolute quietness. Lift up your hands. There are about 14 people here. God has just given you the anointing to stop people from smoking. As you talk to people about Jesus, the appetite and the demon is leaving.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For more than 40 people listening to me now, who are addicted, heavily addicted to something, I'm going to scream Jesus on your behalf. That demon is going to leave right now. Let's scream Jesus. Jesus. Is evicted right now.
Amen.
It's a demon. It's a demon. You that demon of drinking, you that demon of smoking, I bring you before the judgment of God right now.
Amen.
You have no power to destroy that body anymore.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Many of you, you'll hear testimonies about the service.
Amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands and thank the Lord wherever
thank
you are.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Keep thanking the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Close your eyes, everybody. Bow your head down. You're here. You want Jesus to help you. Right here. You want Jesus to help you. You want him to help you. You really need help. And you want him to help you. You can't help yourself. And you want Jesus to help you. I want your hands lifted up. Show him that you want him to help you. And lift up your hand. He's going to help you. I hope you're not ashamed. Just lift up your hands and tell him, I want you to help me. Everybody close your eyes. I want you to pray. Every other person, I want you to pray. Say, God, give me the ability to stop somebody who's addicted. To help somebody who's addicted. If your hands are lifted up, I'm going to pray for you right now. I've seen hands lifted up. Don't act like you're ashamed. Lift it up to Jesus. He's going to help you. I'm praying for you now. Angels of heaven, angels of heaven are taking away particles of your addiction from your brain right now. As your hands are lifted up, I pray for the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord to take over your reasoning right now. 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 Your senses are back. Lord, they need you to help them. I pray right now you help them. In the name of Jesus. Help that brother. Help that sister. I hope your hands are lifted up. Help that brother. Help that sister, Lord. I speak in the name of Jesus that you help. Jesus, help. Jesus, we want to hear testimonies of people that said, I was this, but you've helped me. I want to hear testimony that says, I was saved that day. That day you saved my life. As your hands are lifted up, Lord, walk on their hearts. In the name of Jesus. If your hands are lifted up, say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Tell God I need your help now. Help me, Jesus. Deliver me, Jesus. Have compassion over my soul. Walk on me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, I accept you as my Lord. I accept you as my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, I decree blessings upon them.
Amen.
The blessing of salvation.
Amen.
They are redeemed and delivered.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
If your hands are yours, put it together for Jesus. Thank you.